Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Well, it's laundry day, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm doing my laundry. And it's going to be a humdrum day. I don't think I'm going to be riding my bike that much. The overcast weather just looks like it's begging to rain. So, I would hate to be on my bike and be somewhere and just have it just start pouring down rain on top of me. I think I might need to invest in a raincoat, just in case for an emergency like that. I've been lucky so far. I haven't got caught in any rain. I've missed a couple big downpours by just a few minutes on a couple of occasions, but I haven't been caught yet. I wish my bike had an odometer, I believe it is, on it. Something that tells me how far that I've gone, because I'd like to know the distance that I'm riding, because I've been riding across town to see my old roommate and check up on him and see how he's doing. I don't think his health is doing that well, so I like to check in on him, but I'd like to have an odometer on there just to see how many miles that I'm actually riding it. Now, I'm not pedaling it the whole way. It is an electric bicycle. I do take advantage of the motor, but I do pedal it probably 50% of the time, so I'm getting some exercise, because if I use the motor the whole way, then there's the chance of it actually just dying on me. But it's got a charge on it that'll last for about 30 miles. And there's no chance that I'm going to ride 30 miles in this town in one trip going anywhere that I need to go. So I'm not worried about the battery dying. And I like to pedal it just because it gives me some exercise. And that's one thing that I need is exercise. If I want to be totally honest, I think I kind of jumped the gun when I bought this bike, because there's no one around here to fix it if anything ever goes wrong with it. And it's definitely one day something's going to go wrong with it. And I'm not going to know how to fix it. And I don't know anyone who is going to know how to fix it. So one day the money that I invested in this bike is definitely going to go down the drain. But hopefully I can get a year, maybe 2 years of riding it before it messes up on me. I've already popped one tire. That's my luck. I popped a tire the very first day that I rode it, and I had to call my best friend over to help me replace the inner tube on the tire, because that's my knowledge of bicycles. I don't even know how to replace an inner tube on a tire. So just think about it. If something happens to this bike, I'm not going to have any clue on how to fix anything about it. I don't know. I just think maybe I should have went with just a regular bicycle and just saved myself a few $100, and I would be getting more exercise. But I am a very impulsive person, and it was an impulse buy. We all make mistakes, and if this turns out to be a mistake, it's just something that I'll learn from. I'll learn to wait a few days before I make any big buys, any big decisions like this. But as of right now, I'm happy with it, and it's giving me everything that I need. And if nothing else, I got a 5-minute rant out. And that's what I like to do every day. I like to get a 5-minute rant out. Now let's take a look at today's holidays. Is today a holiday? Of course it is. As we've learned by now, every day's a holiday. Let's just see what holidays are being observed today. Today is American Redneck Day, Disobedience Day, Hop a Park Day, International Cherry Pit Spitting Day, International Day of Cooperatives, National Chocolate Wafer Day, National Compliment Your Mirror Day, National Eat Beans Day, National Fried Clam Day, National Independent Beer Run Day, Plastic Bag Free Day, and Stay Out of the Sun Day. So there are a few holidays being celebrated today. Let's pick one and learn more about it. Let's take a look at American Redneck Day. Rednecks and redneck culture are celebrated today. Redneck is a somewhat complicated term that means different things to different people, and its meaning has continued to shift over time. The word, as applied to Americans, dates to the late 19th century when it referred to farmers with sunburned necks. Shortly thereafter, some Southern Democrat populists wore red neckties or kerchiefs as a symbol of pride and embraced the name. Similarly, in the early 20th century, coal miners who belonged to unions were also associated with the term and embraced it as well. However, the term has also often since been used as a slur or pejorative. As the 20th century progressed, the term became associated with poor Southern whites, particularly men who usually lived in rural areas. They were seen as being unsophisticated and uneducated. Another similar term often used to describe them was hillbilly. The 1970s brought redneck chic. This saw it as fashionable to be viewed as a redneck, and the connotations of race or class were not part of it. Instead, it involved many people pretending to be rednecks in areas such as their dress, by wearing Western clothes, and in the music they listened to, by listening to country music, such as the outlaw sounds of Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson. In the 1980s, there began to be more upscale rednecks, mirroring films such as Urban Cowboy, while at the same time, there were still actual poor rednecks. In the 1990s, the country music boom and the rise of blue-collar comedians such as Jeff Foxworthy brought the redneck aesthetic to an even wider audience, and like the redneck chic of the 1970s and the upscale urban cowboys of the 1980s, it too had an underlying level of sophistication to it. For example, many of the country music stars and comedians of the time and up to the present day were college-educated and wealthy, while marketing their material to a working-class and non-college-educated audience. As is apparent, there are many views of what redneck means and who is a redneck. Some embrace the term and see it as a symbol of pride, while some reject it. Regardless of your views on rednecks or redneck culture, today is a day to remember the impact it has had on America. How to observe American Redneck Day. There are various ways rednecks and redneck culture could be remembered or celebrated today. You could watch television shows with rednecks or that are geared towards rednecks, such as Duck Dynasty, The Beverly Hillbillies, My Big Redneck Wedding, Swamp People, and The Dukes of Hazzard. There are also plenty of movies with redneck themes that could be watched. You could listen to country music songs that celebrate being a redneck, or albums that explore what it means to be a redneck, such as Randy Newman's Good Old Boys, comedic spoken word albums such as Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Redneck If, would also be fitting for the day. You could spend the day reading stories from people who identify themselves as rednecks, or Edward Abbey's In Defense of the Redneck, which appears in Abbey's Road. If you feel like taking it a step further, you could plan a trip to a location where there are many rednecks. Well, I live in the South, and this is a day, a holiday, that I don't believe many people know about around here, but I'm pretty sure if they did know about it, they would celebrate it widely. Here's wishing everyone a happy American Redneck Day. Now let's find some good news. We could all use a little bit of good news to brighten up our day. Let's just see what we can find. Here's a good news story. A schoolgirl didn't fold under pressure and set a new world record for the fastest ever origami by making 1,000 paper cranes. 15-year-old Evelyn Chia spent 9 hours and 31 minutes creating the neat little paper birds, smashing the previous record of 12 hours. She spent 6 months in training for the record attempt, which also raised over $3,189 for NHS Charities Together. Origami is traditionally associated with Japanese culture, and folding 1,000 cranes is supposed to bring good fortune. But even skilled origamists didn't usually accomplish the impressive milestone in just one sitting. Evelyn has just finished her GCSEs at Colchester County High School for Girls in Colchester in Essex. She began folding the little paper birds at 9 a.m. on Tuesday and folded her 1,000th crane at 6:31 p.m. She said, "I wanted to do a fundraiser as I have a long summer now as I've just finished my GCSEs. I wanted to do something that would get people's attention, so I thought what better way than by trying to set a Guinness World Record at the same time. I applied to do this in January and was told I had to beat a time of 12 hours. In ancient Japanese culture, there is a legend that says if you fold 1,000 paper cranes, you can make a wish to the gods and it will come true. When I completed the challenge, I made a wish that I would raise enough money to make a difference for healthcare workers, and I do feel like I've done that." Evelyn was taught by her mother, Ivy, how to do origami when she was just 6 years old. She said, "It's been a hobby of mine for a long time. I like making little animals, like rabbits or cats. Sometimes I'll make them as gifts for my friends." But despite her proficiency in the paper folding art, she said she surprised herself with how quickly she was able to fold 1,000 paper cranes. She explained, "I've had practice sessions over the last 6 months where I'll time myself for an hour and see how many I can fold in that time. At first it took me about 2 minutes to fold one crane, but then I started to get quicker and quicker, and eventually my average speed was about 30 seconds for each one." The determined teen did not take a break once during the 9.5 hours to eat, drink, or even go to the bathroom. She said, "After a while, I kind of went on autopilot, and I was doing it from muscle memory. It helped that there was people around me on the day of the attempt to act as witnesses to the record. There were people wandering around and coming up to talk to me, so I could distract myself by talking to them, and I wasn't just working in silence. There was so much going on around me that it helped to push me to work faster. During the last hour, I was on a Zoom call with a member of the British Origami Association, and she was talking to me about the significance of origami and paper cranes. That really helped to push me through to the end." Evelyn is now waiting to hear from the Guinness World Records that she has become an official record holder. As for what's next, she explained with a smile, "I think I'll be giving myself a little break from origami for a while now." Well, isn't this just a great story? a young girl setting a world record and bringing herself good luck all at the same time. I just love stories like this. I hope you do too. May the Lord bless Evelyn Chia. Now let's take a look at some celebrity birthdays. Let's see who all got a year older today. Actor Kurtwood Smith turns 78. TV host Montel Williams turns 65. Actor Tom Cruise turns 59. Actress Connie Nielsen turns 57. Actress Yeardley Smith turns 57. Actress Audra McDonald turns 51. Actor Patrick Williams turns 48. Actress Andrea Barber turns 45. Actress Olivia Munn turns 41. Singer L. King turns 32. Here's wishing them all a happy birthday. Well, that's my rant for today. It went a little long because the news story that I read was a little long. And I guess it's just getting back into the swing of things. I'll try to get them back under 15 minutes because that's kind of the sweet spot for me is 15 minutes. But I thank you for tuning in and know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant. Today's holidays, some good news, and celebrity birthdays 6 days a week. So again, I thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.